Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, on the political front, Nikki Haley basically says she's committed into Super Tuesday, but also now may be sort of tamping down expectations for South Carolina. Maybe just do better in South Carolina? Is that what I understand? As opposed to out winning it, but folks, the political aspect of all these things continue on. We'll talk about those on the program this morning as well. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this Monday morning edition, bright and early of the program. We're glad that you're there. Glad to be here. Don't forget, of course, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message simply by clicking on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and especially if you might have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook that we'll be talking with here for the majority of this hour. So head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. By the way, we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this morning, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call, 949-822-7959, if you have a question or a comment for Denise Simon. And once again, welcome to everybody on AM 860, everybody along the GCN network. We are rocking this morning. It's only Monday, and it's only going to get better. Let's head right over and pick up Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, when last we were talking, right before the top of the hour news, we were talking about, obviously, what's happening in terms of the possible responses. What I'm hearing is that there needs to be a very fast response to this. What do you think is going to occur? Do we bomb Iran proper at this point, or do we stick with the more peripheral
countries? It's going to be very convoluted. First of all, there's two countries that are missing out of this whole discussion, and that is Egypt and Saudi Arabia. Exactly where are they? Because Saudi Arabia was at war with the Houthis for a lot of years until we somehow told Saudi Arabia to stand down. You know, mm-hmm. We want, you know, to add Saudi Arabia to the Abraham Accords. So I decided last night we should probably do this. If we have issues with funding or helping to fund the war in in Ukraine, then what we should probably say to Saudi Arabia, okay, we realize that you've got issues here, and you're kind of the monkey in the middle, and this is bad news for you. So why don't you go help out Ukraine?
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we're going to go to Egypt, and we're going to say to Egypt, hey, we're going to put some bases in the Sinai. And out of these bases, because, you know, we can pop up military bases everywhere, and we do, just like the one that we had that we're talking about where we lost
right.
The three of our service members. So we can begin to look real hard at some targets. Now, the DNI, just 2 years ago, came out with the fact that the IRGC, Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, is in fact a terror organization. Okay, they put them on the FTO list. Well, what does that mean? We just let them sit out there, or we just give them these designations? Do we take their money?
Uh-huh.
Do we start blocking bank accounts? Do we use electronic warfare? Do we use cyber warfare? What do? We just kind of let them sit there? So we know, I mean, I'm looking at this, and it says the IRGC has up to 15,000 personnel handpicked from the broader IRGC from their competency and allegiance to the regime. So what I'm trying to say here is that we know much more about Iran and the IRGC than You know, as I said on this show many times, we know a whole lot more than we're telling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, we know that Iran is building drones everywhere because they're actually doing it and selling them to who? Russia. Maybe we ought to just take out a couple of those drone factories. Let's start there.
Right.
After we do the bank accounts. Well, let's take out their air defense systems because they're mobile. And by the way, the mobile batteries on those air defense systems are provided by who? Russia. Take out their cruise missiles, their long-range rockets, their supply lines, their anti-aircraft weapons, their armor-piercing explosive projectile locations. I mean, there's a lot we can do.
Yeah, there's a plethora of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, not to mention their navy. Now, they don't have a very big navy, but they've had all these little speedboats, these little corvettes and whatnot. Sink them.
Well, you're right, because one of the considerations here is that Iran could try to stop off the Straits of Hormuz again. You know,
right.
That's one of their options. So you're right, can't do that.
Do you remember what, 2 months ago, it was announced that we had actually sent one of our highly classified, highly capable submarines over there to the Middle East?
Right.
Now, submarines are supposed to be silent service, but we go tell everybody. Well, what are they doing? Why are we using the submarine to, you know, to launch a couple of things?
Well, sure. Well, yeah, but there's this talk. Of course, there was there's at least one strike group in the region, but they can move another one in. But you know, obviously, for some real firepower, they need to have the aircraft carriers there too.
It's okay. I mean, we can launch a lot of great aircraft off the aircraft carriers, but we have intelligence on those aircraft carriers.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing with this intelligence? We know so much. Now,
but we're somehow partial to Iran. I guess that maybe that's a way of putting it. You know?
And so I'm looking at all of these countries, and there's a pile of countries that are stopping their donations, their financial support to UNRWA because of, what, the 12 or 15 people that the United Nations fired that apparently were involved in the October 7th massacre on
right.
Israel. Okay, well, good. But that just means new funding. Why haven't we stopped those bank accounts? Why haven't we frozen those bank accounts that UNRWA uses?
Good question. Stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Denise Simon. I don't warn with you. Monday edition. Keep going.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. You know, the Biden campaign has a little bit of problem in Michigan, we understand. Looks like they're getting shunned by some Arab American leaders in Michigan. And they're none too happy, I suppose, about support for Israel and what's happening with the Israel-Gaza war and so on. But I got to tell you, it's... It's not pretty, is it? It's not pretty. Let's head right back to the studio line here. We've got Denise Simon, of course, with us this morning from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, but good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, I was just looking at this as we were coming back, and, you know, there is a political component to how the Biden administration may react against Iran and against everything because of this electoral issue. You know, it's political season right now.
Well, and Commander-in-Chief, I think, has 90 days that he can authorize any kind of response to any military conflict without Congress. I think that's right.
Well, in terms of the War Powers Act. Now, this came in the era of Nixon right following Vietnam.
Right.
Exactly. And so a lot of times commanders-in-chiefs will just try to do something where they just don't want to go report to Congress about anything on something like this.
Right. But here at this point... he's dangerously close to this 90 days if he hasn't already hit it.
And in terms of going after the Houthis and so forth, you mean?
Well, the head of the snake here is Iran.
Right.
Okay. So what's the problem here? Why haven't we gone to Congress and said to Congress, this is really what's going on. These are the issues. This is what we really have facing us. And this is what we'd like to do. These are options A, B, C, and D. Because we know that the Pentagon provides these war plans.
Right.
They get changed literally by the hour and not by the day. So why aren't we doing that? And see where we are. Because he doesn't have the will. He doesn't want to be a wartime president, but he is that. And he can't get out of it. As much as he wants to push back on it, he can't get out of it at all. So, I would say at this point, if he went to Congress, then he doesn't go it alone, if you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, he gets authorization. You've got several in Congress, including Democrats, that have had enough of this. But I would also say, the Brits, they're about finished with this. They want to do something. I mean, they're sort of in the fight with us. Not that we're in a fight, but they're sort of in this mix in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman and Red Sea and so forth. So, let's invite in some others here.
Well, exactly. And, you know, of course, there are different calls. Like if you're Lindsey Graham, you're calling to bomb Iran right now. But if you're some other maybe Democrat senators are saying things like, well, you know, don't directly bomb Iran, essentially. So there's got to be something, you know, something to do. But one of the things you talk about with the Biden administration is being so risk averse. What happens if they do nothing? Or they do something that's
we've been
so
doing
stupid.
Nothing.
Yeah, or that's not effective. That's some token response that would also send the wrong message to Iran.
Look, a lot of people forget about the war in Syria. Well, who was funding that war? Iran and Russia.
Yep.
Okay, so why can't we kind of like step up to the game here? We don't have to use ground forces. I mean, nobody is talking about ground forces. Iran really doesn't have much in the way of ground forces. They got these, and they don't really have a lot of, when it comes to military. They have a lot of these little things that are causing issues. It's kind of like they know what to strike that's going to hurt the West. And that's these cargo ships, these oil tankers and so forth. And it's working. So we have enough ordnance to step in and, you know, I'm not saying to go bomb all the nuclear sites, but electronic warfare is, nobody gets hurt. You just shut down the power. You shut down the communications. See how that works. You start seizing bank accounts. See how that works. You try a little bit of cyber stuff like we did on Stuxnet.
Right.
I mean, there's so many things that we can do with hybrid warfare that we don't have to put ground troops any place.
Well, one of the things that's very scary to contemplate, obviously, is that Iran will have operatives here in the United States or sympathetic operatives. You know, certainly going after Iran means that there could be some terrorist attacks here. I hate not trying to be too scary about it.
Our sympathizer, yes. Yeah. We saw how many sympathizers we have with ISIS. Yes, I clearly understand that.
Yeah.
So has this White House met with the FBI and to the Department of Justice and said, all right, we need you to suspend this, and this investigations to go, you know, look at all these other investigations, especially because of what has happened at our southern border and those vulnerabilities. And the 300 or 400 or 500 or whatever it is has been on the terror watch list. Well, exactly who are these people that got put on the terror watch list to start with? And why? And where are they?
Well, exactly. And they don't know in so many ways. And those are just the ones we know about.
Right.
You know, and so it's ridiculous in the extreme to think that, you know, the only ones that were on the watch list were the ones that were somehow caught. And it just means that there's an unknown number of terrorists that have come across.
Well, it's unknown to us.
Yeah.
But it may be very well known to, you know, whoever else. Maybe very well known to the Department of Homeland Security. And they like to play stupid. We don't know. I've asked the question now for, I don't know, 3 years. Does the FBI actually have a team at our southern border? Are we taking pictures? Are we taking fingerprints? Are we doing any of that? Mm-hmm. I mean,
well, what are the? No, I you've got a great point. But what do you think, though? There are calls for why are our troops in the Middle East area anyway? And I hear those arguments, and I know what they're talking about. But what would happen if we weren't, for example, in Jordan? You know, because a lot of people question us being in Syria and having those bases.
I clearly understand. But, okay, so here's the thing. We spend almost $900 billion a year in defense. $900 billion. For what? If we're not going to be in the Middle East, if we're not going to be in Eastern Europe, if we're not going to be in Africa, if we're not going to be in Latin America, then why do we need $900 billion for the Department of Defense to start with? Why are we doing this kind of training? The next argument is going to be, why are we defending Taiwan? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we're going to have all of these members of the Army and all these members of Air Force and all these members of the Marines, they have to be based someplace. Do you want them all sitting at Fort Hood or,
mm-hmm.
you know, what difference does it make where they are? Otherwise, militant Islam is taking over countries, country by country by country. Now, I just mentioned how many, you know, the DNI talked about the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Well, they're, okay, where are they? They're in Jordan. They're in Syria. They're in Iraq. They're in Lebanon. Then we got Hezbollah. Do we just let all these terror groups keep manifesting? I mean.
Right. Oh, absolutely, guys.
And so we take defense from $600 billion to $700 billion to $800 billion to $900 billion. What are we paying for then?
Indeed, indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise. We're going to head out to the bottom of the hour break here in just a few moments. And folks, if you'd like to call up and ask Denise a question or make a comment, you can do so. We'll open up the telephone lines here at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call, 949-822-7959. And we will come right back. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. These are some really great considerations that we're talking about here, because a lot of this is going to start becoming a huge deal, maybe over the next couple of days, depending on the response. Stay right there, everybody. Pyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update.
Gibney is president. The emergency authorities shut down the border until it could get back under control. If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly.
You're listening to President Biden on the campaign trail in South Carolina ahead of the Democrat primary, which is coming up on Saturday, February 3rd. He's urging Congress to pass the Senate's bipartisan immigration bill, but it's tied to Ukraine funding.
Folks, the bottom line is our economy has grown more in the last 6 months than it ever did at any point in Trump's entire 4 years in office.
Now, the president claims Bidenomics is working, but a new Pew Research poll finds 72% of Americans worried about soaring food prices, others worried about the cost of a home.
I was the guy who sent every one of you those $1,400 checks.
Wife Jill Biden campaigning in Columbia, South Carolina as well. Laura Winters, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Edition continues to fly by, folks. You can't explain it. There's no scientific evidence for it, but it does go faster. The further we get into the program, as we head through hour number three here, everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. Of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have something to say, if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, of course, from founderscode.com. And the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, we do have the lines lighting up here, but is there anything you want to add to what we're talking about? In terms of timing, are we looking at something that would happen at least within the next 72 hours, or what do you think?
I have no idea. None. Truth of the matter is that... we should have been prepared within minutes.
Yeah. Well, agreed. And obviously, you know, they're attacking us directly. And I think it's important to point out, too, that these were they attacked them at a base. They weren't engaged in some in some kind of combat.
In their barracks,
Barracks, exactly. So it reminds me of Lebanon, of course.
Yes.
But definitely, I mean, these are underhanded. These are... this is just an absolute, it is an act of terrorism, but also at the same time, it's an act of war. It absolutely is.
There's no question about it. I mean, everything they've been doing. I mean, when they hit us in Iraq, it's several times. It's an act of war.
Right.
So is Turkey okay with this? They're a NATO country. They're all good with this? I mean, what's their deal?
Well, and just real briefly before we get to the callers here. This is a good question. What about U.S. U.S. personnel, but U.S. citizens traveling abroad, or British especially?
Diplomats.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think the State Department is going to issue any other kinds of warnings other than the standard warnings that exist right now for travel in that part of the world.
They should, but...
I think you're right. That's, of course they should. Yeah, but because, again...
But it takes days for that kind of stuff to happen,
but
if it happens at all.
But that's because, in my opinion, people can be a target, especially if we start, coming in and striking.
Well, kidnapping, yeah. I mean, what Hamas is asking for is they will release all of the prisoners if Israel releases all of the Hamas prisoners, Palestinian prisoners. 100% for 100%.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah, they're not going to agree to that.
Well, no.
Let's head over to the telephone lines. Neil in Henderson, Nevada, you're on with Denise. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Morning.
All right. Thank you for putting me on. I want to come in from 30,000 feet. I love making comments from the peanut gallery here. just a question. It seems so obvious. Why do we have our troops there? I know Jordan must like it because we're spending U.S. currency. But is there a reason for us to be there? I mean, basically, just put up a neon sign, bomb us. It's just ridiculous. But
it's a good question. Yeah, Denise was kind of speaking to that just a little while ago. But mm-hmm. what do you think, Denise?
Well, as I said, militant Islam, Iranians are taking over. I mean, how many more countries do we need them to take over when we have declared them a foreign terrorist organization? We give them that designation, then what? What do we do with that? Do we let them continue to grow? Because that's precisely what they're doing. I mean, I'm looking at a map here of eight Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps naval bases. Eight of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think... go ahead, Neil. Go ahead.
Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt.
Not at all.
I think President Trump told them, we will bomb your oil-producing facilities. And I think they took that threat seriously. I think it might be that simple. We'll destroy all your oil-producing facilities.
Well, you're exactly right, Neil, because what I was just getting ready to say was, yeah, what about deterrence? There is, even though you have your troops there, Denise, what about the idea of deterrence? That's a great point from Neil.
I kind of like that idea. Lindsey Graham said the same thing. But then again, we do that, and where does Europe, and especially India, because they're one of the largest purchasers of Iranian oil, where do these people go, where do these countries go to get their oil? Oh, Russia.
Right, right. Well,
hopefully in 10 months, if Trump can get reelected, and I'm doubtful if he can, but we could start, drill, baby, drill. We could start providing oil to India and Europe. We could become energy independent.
Yeah, not under the Biden administration, but that's precisely right. And he
Indeed.
Just stopped permits on liquefied natural gas.
Indeed. Well, Neil in Henderson,
Nevada.
Can I
make one further comment?
Real quick. Thanks.
That's a quick comment. It's about domestic politics. I heard something about put out there about RFK Jr. being on a short list for a VP pick. What are your feelings on that?
Good question.
I would say no. He gets a lot of things right, but I would ultimately say no because he doesn't get some things right. And I think there are plenty of others that Trump has to choose from for a VP. I'd mentioned Huckabee, I'd mentioned Lee Zeldin. For nothing else, it could end up being somebody like, I don't want somebody that's already in office, because that's another position,
right.
Political position, politician position, we've got to go fill again.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, Neil and Henderson, we appreciate the call very much. We'll hope to talk with you again here real soon. Let's head over to Mary in St. Pete. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. I think I have trouble trying to distinguish where the demarcation line is between the World Economic Forum, which are the controllers of the world because they have the money and they're raising young economic world leaders, and they have written books about killing up to 7 billion people. I'm hearing about disease X coming out and Ebola. The distinction between those people and looking at real issues going on in the world, but somewhere it just seems that the wrong people are being focused on all the time, and the people that need to have the focus on them are not getting the focus on them. And that would be the World Economic Forum people who look at most of the world is just useless bottom feeders. Or useful idiots. Until they're used up, they've done their job, and then they're part of the useless bottom feeders. It's just that you have so many distractions. If you need, go back to Klaus Schwab's book, COVID-19 and the Great Reset, and never forget about it. Other than that, you have distractions. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Marion St. Pete. Yeah, Denise, what do you think?
Well, the one thing I'm concerned about is the push for a global tax.
Oh, that's right. That's what they were talking about. That's right, in Davos. Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
and just to fight climate change, too, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And what's the fight?
The fight is they need... They,
what's the fight with climate change? I mean, it all started under the Obama administration. What are the receivables?
Yeah.
With the money, the billions and billions and billions that not only the United States but other countries have thrown at all things climate change, what has improved since the Obama administration? Where are the receipts? Nothing.
I'll tell you what, Backgammon and Bob, we got about 45 seconds. Do you have a quick comment for Denise?
All right, quick lightning round. Morocco is he's a puppet and be replaced by a puppet. The states need to ignore the government, go in, arrest them, arrest all for about 60 days and hold them. That way, Iran, why don't we go after the mullahs in Iran? That's where it all starts. Iranian people want to revolt, possible. We go after the mullahs. That's the real seed of the problem in Iran. All right, that's it.
All right, thanks, Beck and Bob. We appreciate it. Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
We need a bigger Guantanamo Bay. Gitmo.
Well, I think you're right. Well, of course, but again, that's the question.
I'm all for some black sites right about now.
Yeah. Well, that's the question, though. Where do these targets, what are these target packages going to look like, if there are any at all? But
exactly.
Yeah. But Denise Simon, thank you so much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. Great discussion this morning. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCo.com. Head over there. Check out all the great articles and materials Denise has. And, folks, check us out when we come back with Dr. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Pat Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we race through and rocket through this Monday edition of the program. Glad to be with you, of course. Glad you're there. Glad to be here. And, folks, we're going to be talking here on this segment with Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street, of course. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can find out more about Chris and his program as well. And you can hear him right here on our flagship station in Tampa, Florida, AM 860 The Answer, at 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sundays. Again, right here on AM 860. And if you want to check out theanswertampa.com, if you're out of the area for AM 860, you can definitely hear Chris that way as well on the live streams for AM 860, The Answer. So without further ado, let's head over to the telephone line and pick up Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kyle. Kyle, I think I'm going to have to call you back. I'm hearing commercials in my ear.
Okay, let's try that now. Let's see if we can.
Oh, fix there you go. Now,
all right.
Now it's okay.
There you go. All right. Yes, it's sometimes live radio, but yes. Good morning, Chris. And we've got a lot to talk about. Hope your weekend was great. It's supposed to be a big week for the stock market this week. Number one, we're going to have. I think there's some jobs data coming out for January, I suppose. There's also going to be some reports from big companies like Microsoft and Apple. They're going to report their earnings results. What do you think is going to be happening with all this, including the anticipation of rate cuts?
I honestly think it's going to have a lot more to do now geopolitical. I think a lot of that stuff, it's obviously important. They're going to pay attention to it. But I do think that, based upon the events over the 24 hours and U.S. servicemen being killed in Jordan and, dozens being injured, I think that the reaction to that is going to probably be a little bit more precedent.
Okay.
Quite frankly, I think that's going to be the big news.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that because I was going to ask you about oil prices as well, because the oil futures did pop higher on Sunday evening in response to these attacks, these terrible attacks, the attack that we saw in Jordan. So that's definitely going to be bearing on this. Plus, you could have Iran decide to go in and try to stop up the Straits of Hormuz again in terms of where oil is going, and that would affect everything.
Yeah, well, without a doubt, that's going to it's going to be weighing on it. It's like an automatic reaction that will happen, any sort of geopolitical issues in that area of the world. And, again, what is the Biden administration going to decide to do, what they're going to do next? I think, all eyes are going to be on that right now, and I think that that's pretty much the direction, everything, all the traders are going to be taking a look at.
Well, now, when you say they're going to take a look at it, in your experience, are they just concerned about more terrorism that could happen or other issues, like, for example, with oil? But where does the effect come from in terms of how do they hedge their bets, I think is what I'm getting at.
Well, you hedge themselves in a myriad of different ways in regards to, the futures that you purchase to, buying, the defense contractor stocks, whatever it may be. But, when you have, something like this occur, sometimes it can be a risk-off situation where, stocks sometimes can sell off based upon this. People kind of go into safe havens, is what traders do from time to time. But again, that might not be the case. Depending on what the Biden administration does, and again, we're going to also be taking a look based upon the poll numbers with this too, because Biden is seen as a weak commander in chief, and how that might affect the polls moving forward. So there's a lot to be looking at this week, just outside the jobs numbers and also some of the earnings.
Well, I think you're right about that. In fact, we have another story this morning about Joe Biden, the Biden campaign kind of getting snubbed, at least in Michigan, by Arab-American group leaders there. And this has to do, of course, with supporting Israel, the general state of affairs with the war there. And now, of course, this will factor into it depending on the strikes. But also, evidently, the Biden administration is considering trying to halt some of this military aid to Israel to try to get them to scale back in terms of what they're doing there. So I'm glad you brought it up, because the Biden administration is playing this political game as well, and it's not just because it's politics. It's an election year, for goodness sakes.
Oh, yeah. This is not one of his strong points right now is foreign policy. And everybody is, kind of looking and saying, okay, we got our troops in harm's way in all of these places. They're acting like drone catchers. And, everybody kind of warned. It wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when we're going to have some sort of tragic scenario that happened. This was obviously yesterday, and how that's going to go about affecting things moving forward is going to be interesting.
Well, this is kind of looking in the crystal ball here, but I've heard a lot of discussion about the timing of what the president may do, and he has said, we shall respond. Those are his exact words. It depends, I think, of how quickly that happens. I'm of the mind it would have to occur at least within the first 48 to 72 hours following this terrible attack in order to have some oomph to it and send the right message. What do you think? Do you think that this is going to happen quickly, or do you think there are other even economic sanctions that the Biden administration is going to look to impose?
I mean, how much more can you do when it comes to economic sanctions? I don't know. Some of the concerns that people are voicing right now is that if you attack inside Iran, then that they would look to accelerate their nuclear program. moving forward and what that means, and how you're going to hold that back, and whether or not they're going to start to be able to even, you know, move more, a little bit more quickly when it comes to that. So, you know, the fear is that, again, the escalation and what could happen next, and whether or not Iran directly starts getting involved in the Israeli conflict, or they continue to use the proxies with Hezbollah and some of these other groups.
Well, indeed. And certainly, you know, in terms of where the market's going to go with this, obviously the market's not going to want to have any kind of protracted operation happen. But it looks to me that it wouldn't, that it would necessarily be protracted. I mean, just even the other day, we were hearing that the military was saying, you know, get ready for a sustained campaign against the Houthis, just them. You know, but goodness gracious me, what about against Iran itself?
Well, again, you know, a lot of Americans are scratching their head right now. It's that, you know, do we have that little amount of clout in the world where you get these ragtag groups that are just like, okay, we're going to just, you know, we're going to continue on. I mean, the Houthis? I mean, really? This is the United States. And, you know, they're constantly, you know, lobbing missiles, and they're not, you know, bearing us any mind as far as the threats that we're making. So, you know, again, even some of the retaliatory strikes that we've had, we've actually warned them that we were going to shoot at them so they get their people out of harm's way before we hit them. I don't understand. This is one thing I don't understand. I said, you know, I hate war as much as the next person does. But if you're going to wage it, you wage it. You don't do things via half measures. You know, if you're going to strike, you full force. You know, remember that whole concept of shock and awe back in the day. This pinprick stuff and, you know, no, if you're gonna fight, you're gonna go out there to win. I mean, you got young, you know, men and women, American women that are put in harm's way, and we're using half measures. That to me has never really made any sense.
No, I totally agree. And, certainly the Biden administration, and this is terrible because this involves our troops. This is a non-political issue in the grand sense. Because these are our fighting men and women, but if you have an administration that has sort of bent over backwards to please Iran, for lack of a better term, or even appease Iran, and trying not to get too mixed up, that does send the wrong message, and then there is no deterrence, because perhaps they feel that Biden is not going to hit back hard enough like you're talking about.
And again, you talk about sanctions. I mean, what do sanctions really do? Is it really ends up just, you know, in my opinion, just ends up hurting, you know, the people on the ground. I mean, you know, we've sanctioned the hell out of Venezuela. Now what do we have? We've got them all moving into the United States because of that. And, you know, it's not like the leadership and the people running the country ever feel the brunt of the sanctions. It's always the people there. So, again, I don't even know if that's even an intelligent way of doing things. Sanction Russia, too. You know, they just sell their oil elsewhere. Sometimes it just seems silly.
Right, right. Well, and of course, just recently, you know, some of this money got unfrozen. That is Iran's, you know, and we were told from the briefing room, well, it's Iran's money, you know, and of course, we know that it's going to be, it's not just going to be humanitarian, it's going to be for other operations. Well, here comes music, Chris. Yeah, this is a great discussion this morning. I really appreciate it because all this stuff does bear, and this is the most important problem happening right now. So, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, sir.
You got to have a good one.
You too. Take care. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. Yes, very, very good discussion. Because Wall Street and the markets are watching this very, very carefully. And when we come back, we'll talk with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Stay right there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.